28.1. Read, listen, and watch.
Prepared for an emergency.
It was Friday morning when Mary received a phone call from Sarah.
Hey, Mary. Did you see the TV news this morning?
No, I had to take the kids to school. I couldn't. Why?
The weather report said there's a hurricane coming. We should have an emergency plan.
Hurricane? That's serious.
Turn on your radio that can keep you up to date on whether an evacuation order has been issued for your area.
Thanks. I'll turn it on now.
Mary turned the radio on and listened to the weather update.
Today is May 5th. These are the weather updates concerning Hurricane Mel. These are the emergency procedures that all citizens should follow. Hurricane Mel is on stage 1. It can be dangerous enough and it can bring flooding and thunderstorms with it. Pack a 72-hour kit with non-perishable food and water. The hurricane can knock out power for days and cut off potable water supplies. Make sure you have water, either by buying it or filling bathtubs and toilets with fresh water before the storm hits. Board up your windows, secure your roof and siding to your house frame with straps. Reinforce garage doors, bring in outdoor furniture. Make sure you are aware of any community shelters in your neighborhood. Bring your family together. Schools and universities are going to be closed from tomorrow morning. Finally, if an evacuation order is issued, make sure your car's gas tank is full. To get out of town safely, avoid flooded roads and listen to the radio.
After listening to the radio, Mary called her husband to tell him about the situation.
Hi, honey. Have you listened to the radio today?
No, I've been busy the whole morning. It's a very stressful day for me. Why?
Sarah called me this morning to tell me about a hurricane that is coming. You should come home as soon as possible.
A hurricane? Are you sure?
Yes, Sarah told me to turn on the radio, and I did. The radio broadcast said that the hurricane is on the first stage, but we should follow emergency procedures.
Oh, Lord! I'll go home immediately and I will pick the kids up from school. What else did you hear on the radio?
Sarah said that we should have an emergency plan. On the radio, it said that it could be dangerous and it could bring flooding and thunderstorms with it.
Well, please call Sarah and tell her to bring the family together. Ask her if she can buy some canned food and store it in our basement. I'll pick the kids up from school and meet you all at home in 3 hours.
Okay, see you later. Please keep in touch with us.
Mary hung up and then she phoned Sarah.
Hey, Sarah. I just spoke with John. He asked me to tell you to bring the family together. He also said if you could buy some canned food and store it in our basement. He'd pick up the kids from school and meet us at home in 3 hours.
Yes, I can do that. See you there.